What a couple of months. 55% approval ratings. I'm now more popular than chicken fillet rolls. Note to my videographer, having reviewed chicken fillet rolls for content.
Right, can we start the meeting now, like Cutty Shook?
Sorry, what meeting? Is this a meeting? It's a work event.
Yes.
Okay, I have to post this.
No, you don't have to post this. It's not one of your branding opportunities.
Working face frown. Snap and caption. I'll be a moment. Still in the office, working for Ireland, working for you, with my assistant Mihol.
Sorry, no.
What are we calling this?
Nothing. It's just a chat about things to catch up on, and I'm not your assistant.
The catch up summit. That's what we call it. And post.
Not every shagging dent in the diary is a summit.
But my online safety summit was killer.
No.
Killer.
It was just a meeting, and all we did was remind everyone that our online safety plan is to keep doing whatever Master Zuckerberg and Musk says, like killing the hate speech bill.
That's what I said. Killer. Where was I? Yes, TikTok teach, most popular teach ever. Who's the frightened little boy now?
Ha! Who was it that said that again?
Well, whoever it was is long gone. Where is I? I am here as a
Tony O'Brien. That's who said it.
Don't do that.
Eric, calm down.
Don't remind me of my days in hell.
To be honest, I can't believe voters are happy with just a light entertainment vacuous vibe now. After all those years we wasted coming up with policies and position papers and stances. And
well, you too can frown for 3 seconds at a public service disaster and then just shout, Israel are bad! And everybody automatically forgets about health, housing at every U-turn and every issue you ever did before Snapchat was invented. Stat!
Yes, but sooner or later people will ask, what have you done?
Well, I've certainly actioned lots of photos of myself at the desk in the mornings. No jacket, captioned, at work for you. But always blur the edge of frame so they can't see all the blank pages and prop notes where I've just written over and over again, I'm important.
Like, you've no different policies compared to the previous Tish, you know, the lad with the dead eyes from all the things he saw in Berlin on expenses.
Oh, let me just post this quick photo of a sandwich I don't plan on eating.
Also, I have to ask you to stop announcing a new Department of Infrastructure. If there's one thing we're weak on, it's building things.
Well, in fact, I needed an idea for a summer school speech, so a whole new department was born.
What?
To deliver the things that other departments are already there to deliver. It's genius.
It's bound to fail.
Task one after the election will be for the Department of Infrastructure to build their own department.
Between the start of that sentence and the end, the cost of doing that has increased by 600 million.
Well, Israel are naughty. Hashtag distract.
Listen, I've things to be doing. I have to prize Mary Butler off Jack Chambers before she smothers him, fangirling like a Swifty.
It's serving Delulu.
You're right. She's Delulu. Delulu. Right, I'm off.
Oh, is the meeting over?
Yes.
Just let me...
You're not recording a shagging video.
Hello, guys. Just wrapping up the catch-up summit here with former old-timer Taoiseach Mihol.
Tis Mihol, you blackguard.
Quick recap. Your TikTok Taoiseach is still creating jobs. Lots of jobs.
Yeah, because you have a bigger spin and social media team than even Varanker did.
How dare you?
It's true.
You're blocked.
It's true.
Block. Frightened little boy, they called me. I showed them all. Spider!
Excuse me, Madam First Lady, I beg your pardon. We beat Medicare.
You are a scream, Joe. I think you mean Madam Vice President. Hey.
Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you fell out of a coconut tree.
That's something that my mom used to say. God bless
it's
her.
It's cute. You see, you're borrowing out of the old Joe playbook.
Mm-hmm.
Telling them some folksy yarns to warm the cockles of their dear hearts.
Mm.
Like when I said my uncle was shot down and eaten by cannibals.
Except that wasn't true.
Here's the deal.
Joe.
Don't matter if it's malarkey.
What?
As my mom, old Nan Finney, used to say when she was 3 sheets to the whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
She's the part of...
Sir?
We beat Medicare.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a long few months until January.
Oh, hey, Kamala, what are you doing here?
It's unbelievable. The polls have got to be lying, believe me.
We agree with you, sir. Now your breakfast bucket of chicken is on its way.
There's no way I'm trailing that crazy communist Kamala Hussein Harris. And I won the debate. That's why I'm never doing another one. It's what winners do. You stop fighting.
All right, sir. Now I have one thing to tell you.
I took a bullet and I'm going to take the White House, even if I have to do it by totally legal mob force coup. It's an official act. Those idiots weren't armed the last time. Unless you count the guy with the moose antlers. Moose.
I think they were buffalo horns.
Buffalo wings.
Sir?
Send me a bucket for my elevenses.
Sure.
Sauce. Extra sauce.
Sir, Mrs. Trump has published her memoirs.
That's my wife. She's nearly as hot as Ivanka, you know. A lot of people say that.
And in them, she's endorsing women's right to choose an abortion.
What's that?
It's completely at odds with your position and your accomplishments in smashing pro-choice America, sir.
Well, but it's in a book, isn't it?
Yes, there's lots of it, and it's getting a heck of a lot of traction. I understand if you're upset right now.
If it's a book, then obviously I won't see it.
Sir?
Ever. I don't watch any books.
I believe the correct term is read.
I don't look at them in any way. She knows what she's doing, Milanka. Anything she doesn't want me to know, she puts in a book.
Uh-huh.
Anything I don't want her to know, I put it in my hotel suite in a negligee.
Wow.
Now give me the chicken. If Project 2025 is scaring people to death in America, then Budget 2025 is the one boring us all to oblivion here. There were no real surprises in Jack Chambers' first budget, other than that Jack Chambers was somehow delivering the budget. The youngest finance minister since Michael Collins, he's the same age as Christ was at the crucifixion. So the hand of history weighed heavily on young Chambers' shoulders. Or maybe that was just the hand of Micheál Martin, who was actually doing his budget.
Framework. And Count Carla, I will now announce measures to give people back bits of their money, except for the restaurateurs who can go and whistle, it says here. Furthermore, may I also outline...
Following some grunts of dissent from rural independents over carbon taxes, plus a single yo from the backbenches at the rollout of free HRT, the minister gave Seamus Heaney the day off by closing with a quote from the late Micheál Martin, though not any of the good ones, about rabbits chasing foxes or Fiji as a hurling stronghold.
I'm delighted to announce that my departments will additionally be allocating many dimply billions to establish a contingency fund that will be benchmarked with the framework for the additionality.
The Minister for Disappointment had not been given a job in Europe yet. Pascal Donoghue was left to announce the last chunks of wasted monies and where the government plans to waste
with
them.
Those 9 million euro for phone pouches. I'm also allocating an additional 5 billion euro to the Office of Public Works to cover the various cock-ups they will be doing in the coming year, not including the bike shelter and the Guggenheim security hut. Up to 4 new speed bumps are needed on the Lenzerhaus campus, and for that I'm allocating 200 million euros for the bumps, plus a million for that part of the construction where 4 or 5 men in hard hats tape off a hole and look into it for 3 weeks. DOPW Dumbelievables also need a new stapler, which they tell me will cost in the region of 75,000 euro year on year in the fiscal.
Then it was the turn of the opposition, all eyes on Sinn Féin, who looks so sad lately. The government has banjacked housing so much for 13 years, it looks certain the Shinners were headed for power. But because of that housing crisis, we've nowhere to hide immigrants, and that makes people both angry and racist, and they blame it all on Sinn Féin for some reason. Maybe because they talk out of both sides of their border. I don't really know. Politics is weird.
Hello, the Sinn Féin response.
Yes.
Sorry, Wash, I don't know much about this. I was watching Married at First Sight Australia on my phone.
No, he means me, boss. He means me.
All right. Count Corley, get ready. Ooh. Pierce is serving middle aisle version of Roy Keane range.
Tisha, I have a list. Bike shed, modular housing, millions fighting a losing battle on the Apple judgment. That's the right. Crash.
Yeah.
You smashed the country and ripped off the children of Ireland. In austerity.
At least we didn't kneecap them.
You ripped them off. You're talking nonsense. Panic. Micah, pay right. You're all
an absolute disgrace. I can't watch my show with all this noise.
The Dolls' smack talk is getting lazier by the year, but Micheál Martin bringing up the Nordy hip-hop movie of the summer was a new low in the chamber. Now, all indications are that election day will be November 15th or 22nd. Those indications being men with one elbow on the doll bar spittle shouting it loudly at each other across the room while chicken tikka sandwich filler repeats on their breath. God, I hate this country. Meanwhile, the budget reaction entered another day too many.
Listeners, please do call in with any questions you have for the two ministers before
me.
We
only have a certain amount of answers.
I can see on the texts the restaurant owners are not happy.
Well, the ECB issues standardised VAT rates in conjunction with the IBEC KPMG model.
Sorry,
of economic...
Could you start again, Minister? I'm finding it very hard to concentrate.
Well, we've looked at the expenditure but due to additionalities, frameworks and key bottlenecks.
Stop there. You're just too dull.
Oh, diddums.
Let's take a break. And we'll be back with the best songs to accompany a recipe for blackberry jam.
And so the stage is set for a winter election, which means you'll only be seeing me in semi-darkness from now on and wearing an overcoat on 6-1 News, being even extra careful to say nothing remotely specific during those live piece to cameras in the wind. It remains to be seen, and time will tell. Micheál Lehane, Leinster House.
The Prime Minister is here to see you, Your Majesty.
And it is hard getting used to this Labour chap. Yeah. One feels so, well, awkward in the presence.
Yes, I can see you've got all red, sir.
Oh, no, that's just the high blood pressure.
Oh, it's just, right.
How could one, such as one, converse with such an earthy...
Oh, don't worry about that, sir. You're like a father figure.
Well, that's what worries me, you see. Okay, see him in.
Majesty, it is a pleasure.
Prime Minister.
But can I begin by saying that you may call me Sir Keir?
My word, and to think when you first came to visit, I expected you to have a cap in hand and perhaps some soot on your face.
Well, I may be a knight, but my father was a toolmaker.
Oh, do stop saying that and sit down, would you? Now, tell me, how has it all been going?
We've had to make some difficult decisions, and my fellow MPs and I have been under fire for accepting some very modest gifts from donors. And
these people criticise from the outside, but if the shoe was on the other foot...
I can assure you, my shoes were accepted in good faith. The socks,
what?
They were a gift, yes.
No.
And as for the Taylor Swift tickets, that was essential work.
Oh.
The Swifties have shown themselves to be very dangerous and volatile, and it was vital to meet with them and engage in constructive twerking to the strains of Cruel Summer as a matter of national security, Your Majesty.
You've had quite the brat summer.
Well...
Right, if that's everything...
If there's any advice for your humble servant, sir, I would absolutely...
Yes, don't let Liz Truss meet your mother. Sorry, couldn't resist.
Well, I meant more in terms of the government.
Well, you've started with a series of minor scandals and are hard at work cutting benefits to the impoverished.
Yes, but...
So the transfer of power has been done rather swimmingly. I haven't even noticed a blip of change. Well done.
Well, thank you. Thank you, sir.
How long is your term, Prime Minister?
5 years, sir. But only at your pleasure.
5 years. Dear, oh dear, you've a long way to go to match the previous lot.
Sir?
Well, you're several mistresses behind, for starters. Have any secret donors paid for a secret wedding yet?
No.
Wallpapered your flat?
No.
You haven't even lied to the Crown yet, or prorogued Parliament to push through law-breaking laws.
My sincere apologies, sir. I will rectify that as soon as possible.
Right. Now, is there something about cutting the means-tested winter fuel payments for pensioners?
I'm afraid yes, but it is humbling to see your concern for the needy in our society. And
it's not like that at all. No. What about one?
Sorry?
Well, I'm a 75-year-old man, and there are a lot of rooms in this building.
Oh, right.
In all of one's buildings, and some of them are Baltic.
Oh.
Especially when Andrew calls around.
Ugh.
Yeah. The RT canteen is back open, and I'm joined here by Marty Morrissey.
The canner is back.
Wait, why are we talking like we're on air?
It's all I know.
Oh.
So tell us, what are you up to?
Well, I'm handing out flyers for the Costa del Marti package holiday after the success of my concert orchestra gig.
I hope you sought permission for all that external work now.
A Marti party is a human right, Dev.
Human right? Jeez, you really don't follow the news, do you?
Why, what's happened?
Ugh.
Is Offaly at war again?
Anyway, it was some summer for sport. Ireland's most successful Olympics ever.
I miss most of it, to be honest with you. Huh? The new split season means Marty's out on the road in August, emceeing Oscar's night at GA clubs, signing children's water bottles at cool camps.
Yeah, well, half her medals were won by Nordies.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Shocking.
And they even took home Sam when Armagh won the All-Ireland.
Oh, yes, a fabulous football encounter that ended 1-11 to her.
Yeah.
Look, Marty can fake a lot of things. Tan, hair colour, contrition for having borrowed a Renault.
Oh.
But I can't fake enthusiasm for Ulster football, Des.
Yeah, no, don't worry. This is probably geo-blocked up north anyway, so they won't hear you.
Fantastic.
Now, in the hurling...
Ah, yes. If you'll allow Marty to park the Impartial Reporter Act for just a moment.
Good.
Up the banner! here! Take that cork! Oof. Eat my shorts, John Creedon!
Whoa.
Sorry.
Hashtag Marty Bias. Well, now we find ourselves in dreary October. Liverpool, top of the league. Man U churning out more depressing performances than Paul Mescal.
GA stars like Joe Canning and Richie Hogan are publishing memoirs.
Oh no.
The perfect gift for the culty brother-in-law you've nothing in common with.
Not just gas stars. Johnny Sexton has a book out.
Oh no.
Hopefully he hired a different ghostwriter to the one that done his statement after the World Cup last year. We lost, but we won.
Oh.
Talk about Pocahontas.
It's almost award season too, such as the All-Stars, when all of Benetti Menswear's Christmases come at once.
Well, don't ask Kyle Hayes for a lift to it now.
Oh, huh? Careful now.
Huh?
The RTE Sports Personality of the Year won't be long coming around either, Des.
Cue tedious debate among sports hacks about who should win.
I know, it's all a bit Groundhog Day, isn't it, like?
Right, you're getting lunch, and they've run out of coleslaw.
I'm sorry to hear that, Des.
Yeah. I had it all for breakfast.
Oh! Oh no! Up the canner!
Huh?
Alright, members, wish to gee now. We'll commence this Gordon briefing here with, starting with the procurement of new specialist riot equipment.
What, are we rioting now too, Garda Fáclach?
No. Now come on, no messing. Due to the increased protest activity and our decreased ability to manage it, we've been given more resources by Minister McIntyre, including a new dog unit, fencing equipment.
Fencing, as in them long swords?
Yeah. I don't.
Well, you do say on guard when using them.
I'll have to check that one, as I do not have a definite line of inquiry at this time. Also, of critical assistance, we have two new water cannon vehicles.
Sorry, as in the ones with the big giant water guns.
Seriously? No, hold on now. These are anti-riot vehicles, but with the big giant water guns. Yes, yes. I am told they have the force of a Bosch Aquatac power washer and the shooting distance of a decent puck out from an intermediate hurler.
When do I get a go with the far right super soakers, boss?
No way, I'm going
first. Ishtigi, we will all get a go once the correct training has been undertaken under section 2 of the Let Me At 'Em guidelines.
Will we be getting waterproof uniforms?
Sorry, what?
I got caught out in the shower the other day catching people whose tacks had been out for 3 minutes. So
I would class that as a primary concern for our members, and I will put in a request for some sort of Garda Aquaman rig out.
Very good.
But won't we need
sorry Garda Geraldine, and also some Garda Aquaman woman rig out.
I think you can say Aqua Woman, but no. I was going to ask, will there also be waterproof bags for our belongings?
Well, be dead, you're right. Our members' lunches cannot be left vulnerable.
Yeah, I don't want to be eating a spice bag that's soaked through, man.
Gooey goo, John.
Now, that would be a crime. I'll put in a request for some class of a submersible vehicle for the snack valuables.
So that the valuables won't be vulnerable.
So the valuables won't be vulnerable.
Jesus.
That's right.
Like a sort of snack box submarine. Yeah.
Well, now, not all our members have snack boxes for luncheon.
Wow.
We do have the new recruits, or as they're known, the Gen Z Gardaí.
Sorry, Commissioner. I think you're meant to say Gen Z.
Well, that's what I said. Gen Z.
Now, Gen Z?
What are you calling the more mature cohort of
I told you before, we have the Gen Z Gardaí and the Circle K Gardaí.
Sorry, what's a Circle K?
Oh, a schmert bucko.
What did I say?
Listen. For that now, you're not getting a go spraying racists with the super soaker.
What?
I mean, water cannon vehicle.
Sir, no, that's not fair, sir. Come on.
Proper
now,
order.
Before you go, body cams, the correct placement is on your shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're a small lad, I suppose you can put it on your hat.
Hey!
Don't be running. We don't want them to think we can move that fast.
I don't know.
Stop, everyone.
Oh. There you are, boss.
Meeting may commence.
God, there she is. New term, new verb. Am I right?
Well, we're at the Shinner Traitors, apparently, so I doubt it, hon.
You can't be saying that, no.
Why not? The Mary Lunatics are now more like the Mary Lou Wallopers.
Oh, that's actually a good one.
No, it's not, Cullinan. Mm-hmm. You watch it.
Calm down, you.
Just do the debriefing thing. I'll be over here in the sofa finishing The Perfect Couple on my laptop.
Is it any good?
Only if you like Nicole Kidman and her flat iron forehead.
Oh, right. Okay. Lads, the boss is flat out giving up. Well, who can blame her? While everyone else was off having a brat summer, we were having a brutal summer.
Less than 12% in the locals. Now only 18% in the polls. We're the pox bottle.
Yeah, we're the Irish political equivalent of the Australian breakdancer Reagan now. Flailing about and looking like we're drunk at day two of a wedding.
Jack Rayner can really dance. Hmm? Criminal.
Look, to put it simply, the vibes are off, but we have to pick ourselves up. We need more fight. We need more performative anger. I mean, if we can't beat Simon Harris in an election down the south, we might as well join the alliance in the north.
Who even cares? Send me off to a remote island like Philip Schofield and be done with it.
No, no. Well, look, we have to smash the Fine Gael Fianna Fáil, very demure, very cutesy conflation of the immigration and housing figures, which was an absolute disgrace. Pure dog whistle baiting politics is all that that was.
Calm down, yeah, keep it down over there. I'll remind you, the XL bully ban is in the law now, so Pierce, you don't want to fall foul of that. Yeah?
We need to get back to talking about the issues people care about.
Exactly, like how Channing Tatum is a fesh dad now.
Well,
Magic Mickey or what?
I think we mean more bread and butter matters.
The issues like the cost of living crisis, yeah. The trolley crisis, the climate crisis, the Middle East crisis, crisis on my...
There's so many problems, it's incredible this government is now popular. Yeah. And how is it that Kneecap is our Oscar entry, the Wolftones are Gen Z's favourite band, yeah, and we're not in the top of the polls? This should be our moment.
Yeah. This was meant to be my Taoiseach era, but instead I'm in my flop era, like Katy Perry.
But we have to remain positive. Yeah. Our day will come.
Well, yeah.
Unless we somehow manage to make things worse.
Well,
What fresh hell is this now?
Oh, jeez. Our press officers in the north gave a job reference to a...
Perfect.
This...
Just perfect.
...is taking the absolute P-O'Neill.
Of course.
Well, all I'd say at this juncture is at least there's a vacancy in the Oris for failed TDs soon.
Ooh, can I be your first lady?
You can be my Mishnock if you're lucky, hun. Right, I'm off. Laters, traitors.
Hello and welcome to Arena with me, Sean Rocks. Now, Sally Rooney's new novel has already been lauded as the book of the century.
Yeah.
And here to review Intermezzo is Ryanair Chief Executive Michael O'Leary. Welcome.
Well, it's nice to be here in this failing Pinko Pravda excuse of a broadcaster.
So what can readers expect from this big, ambitious read, Michael?
It's about two brothers, Peter and Ivan, and their love lives. And Ivan is a chess player, total gobshite, and he meets and beds this owl winner of the competition in Leitrim, of all places.
Knight to queen, as you might say. Sorry, what?
Never mind.
Anyway, Ivan would probably want to bring your wand to Manchester for a weekend, but because of the cap on passenger numbers at Dublin Airport, the relationship is doomed to failure.
Well, sure, maybe they could fly from Ireland West.
Nonsense. You see, that mightn't suit Ivan, and your wand would probably want the whole weekend for the Arundel Shopping Centre. I mean, the passenger cap stands between all Irish young ones and their only hope of ever visiting a Sephora. Fact.
Right. What about the older brother, Peter?
Yeah, well, he's romping with a young one called Naomi, and she's dabbling in a bit of drugs, which would certainly be a red flag on a flight. I just can't see Naomi sticking to my proposal of a 2-drink limit in Terminal 1, to be frank. She'd be buckled, probably struggle to walk the mere 10 kilometres to our gates in Pier D.
Much has been made of the prose style of this book. It's inverted phraseology.
What?
Lines like clink of teaspoon he hears. It's nearly Joycean, isn't it?
Well, it's more like Yoda, I'd say. Also, there isn't a Joyce in the book, but there is a Sylvia, who's another dose.
Perhaps that's a subtle nod to Sylvia Plath?
What's that? Some place in Estonia? Well, I can tell you, no one's getting any new destinations while the cap is in place, Sean.
Right. Well, it is, after all, the fastest selling book this year. Intermezzo is out now.
Yeah, what does the title even mean? I presume with some Latin for sexed up Trotskyites, isn't it?
Look, did you even read this?
Well, how could I? Sally Rooney should have put a cap on her page numbers. And in case I'm not clear, end the passenger cap now. The Irish government are too busy doffing their cap at Brussels and the lazier shaggers in the Greens to get rid of the cap that hurts growth and sales of scratch cards.
Thank you, Michael. Anyway.
Well, up yours as well. That's all I need.
So shut up and let me go.
Now, welcome to At Your Service.
where us Brennan brothers visit ramshackle diamonds in the rough and attempt to restore them to their former glory. Isn't that right, John?
And this week, Francis, we're visiting a tragic outfit whose best days are behind it. The Labour Party. Oh. Do you remember them?
I do. After breaking all their promises the last time in government, they're still as popular as an egg sandwich on an intercity bus.
To say they need our help is an understatement.
Clueless.
We meet Ivana Batching.
Certainly, I believe in positive politics. I feel marvellous, terrific, very energised, very invigorated,
right.
Ready to make Labour a voice for change of Ireland, a voice for fairness, a voice for transparency.
Look, save your breath to cool your porridge, love.
So, I'm looking here at a list of what you have going on in the election, Ivana, and there just doesn't seem to be many people.
But quite the opposite is true. The party is just teeming with young, dynamic members like Alan Kelly, who is running again, and I'm so thrilled. I can't wait to see him in a can centre doing his sex face again.
AK-47 is still around. Jeepers! I thought he'd gone to look angry in the private sector instead.
Look at your plans here. The polls have you on 4%.
4%? You're like the Coors Light of political parties. People might have you if they're desperate, but ultimately you're nobody's first choice. Sorry.
Oh, I certainly don't accept your hypothesis. I feel, for example, that Ireland needs a qualified, sophisticated woman who really stands for all the things that are already law and in place, and that's why I feel my...
Listening to her, we found she was in cloud cuckoo land. Complete and utter denial.
I agree, John. And incidentally, Francis in Denial is my next TV show, where I take a group of pensioners on a cruise to Egypt and badger them over their choice of footwear.
In the meantime, in trying to teach Ivana how to get her act together, we took her to meet another lot who have it all figured out. The Healy Rays.
People of Ireland,
if you want to be popular, what we learned you have to do is, first of all, inherit a seat and all your worldly possessions from your father. Well, we worked hard too, speaking out of both sides of our mouths.
For example,
you can constantly be doing digs about unvetted foreign men, all the while getting so many grants for housing refugees, you could fill Mal's gap.
But I personally don't see how that level of hypocrisy could possibly...
Sure, maybe you can shout things you once heard on the telly, like the immigrants are eating all the cats and dogs.
Dogs?
They're eating the pits.
They've all swans it.
They ate fungi.
Oh no,
I'm telling you, fungi.
Fungi.
Oh, they ate fungi.
Now, I thought this was quality stuff, but we turned around. There was no sign of Ivanka. Gone.
We think she went back to Trinity to double check they're still holding a job for her, if all else fails. Which it probably will. Well, if she thinks she's going anywhere in politics, she's DeLulu.
Bat chick crazy.
Oh, bat chick. We're the Brennans. At your service.
Congratulations, Minister. I got your favourite. A double espresso, like.
Thanks, but I've had four of them already.
You must be hopping, so.
I am. I'm electrified. This is my hopped up and Scooby Snacks voice. I am off me face on espressos right now.
And it was great to see you deliver my first budget. Sorry, your first budget. Yours.
Actually, I am getting quite a bit of slagging from the lads. They're saying it's a wonder I didn't read it out in a Cork accent.
That's just a bit of blackguarding. I don't mind them at all.
They say the fact I said frameworks five times was a real hallmark of your dithery hand in writing most
Who
of
said
it.
That? No. It was nothing to do with me. You are the minion for finance in terms of, Minister for Finance. Minion, that's a good one to be fair.
So, it was like an out-of-body experience. I mean, literally, I could only hear your voice dictating every line as I was delivering it in the Dáil.
Is that right? I didn't actually see you. I was watching and enjoying Dar O'Brien trying not to get sick in the chamber. Chambers, says I to him. Oh, he nearly blew his top at that one.
Yeah? Do you think he's angry that he's not the anointed one now, or?
I certainly hope so. I'm fairly sure when you were announcing funding for housing, I saw one of his chins throbbing, fourth one down, between his pint's chin and his chipper chin.
Well, I'm wrecked. Feels like I was bundled into a van, driven to a secret location and forced to read out a statement that someone else had written.
Well, that experience will come in handy if you're ever sharing power with the Shinners.
Because I'm a future leader of Fianna Fáil.
Oh, yes, of course, but don't worry about that until you're in your 40s at least.
No?
Maybe even your 50s.
Oh.
I plan on being around for a few more budgets. Of your budgets. Your budgets going forward.
Why are you doing that in air quotes?
Listen, I hope you enjoy the experience overall.
Yeah, well, it was lovely to see the family up in the gallery.
Oh, yeah, your father and all the brothers with the same 1970s haircut and from Mayo. You're like a socially acceptable version of the Burke family.
Right, well, look, I better go. I have a lot of work to do. What with the finance bill?
But you relax and enjoy your espressos there. Watch a bit of telly for yourself.
Really?
You let Daddy Michal take care of all that finance bill and policies and shafting Fine Gael and their €15 welfare increases and whatnot in terms of...
Okay, right. I can't find the controls for the telly though.
Oh, would you look at that? It's here in my hand the whole time. The telly controller.
Right. Can I have it then? Or?
It is best I hold on to it for now, like.
Right. I'll put on some funnies for you.
There's a good lad.
Right. Could I offer you a word, those original at all?
Here.